the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Actor Jesse Smollett pleaded not guilty to 16 charges of lying to authorities yesterday after he allegedly staged his own racist and homophobic attack. Jesse's Empire co-star Terrence Howard was also in the courtroom to show his support for Jesse. Sellout. Currently, he is out free on bond, but is due back in court on April 17th. By the way, in case you're wondering, because I always like to know this kind of stuff, Empire ratings tanked in its first episode after all the controversy surrounding Jesse. Like, I think a lot of people thought it was going to do well because of the attention. Not even close. During the episode, there were 4.4 million total viewers, which is down from last year's 6.2 million viewers. This week's Empire episode drew the second smallest audience and second worst demo rating ever for the show.
Uh-oh.
Bye-bye. Cardi B says it's hard for her to pay attention to people in conversations, and she might come across as rude when you talk to her because she gets distracted by voices in her head.
So I'm having a problem, right? Like, a lot of people be saying, oh, I met Cardi B, and I don't know if she liked me or not because she was looking at me like if I'm crazy. But that's not the problem. The problem is that I have a voice in my head that while I'm talking to people, it just start having a conversation with me, and I be replying back. Like, you could be talking to me, and the voice in my head, I don't know, we'll start asking me questions like, hey, what happened to your green Balenciaga shirt that you wore the other day? And then I reply back in my head like, I don't know, I think I left it at my grandma's house. And then me and the voice in my head start going back and forth while you talking to me. So I'm really not paying attention because the voice in my head is f***ing talking to me. I don't know if that shit happened to people. That shit be happening to me.
Oh my God, this sounds like what Alex has. Where's my shirt at? I don't know.
Actress Rosario Dawson confirmed that she's dating 2020 presidential candidate Cory Booker. The 49-year-old New Jersey senator let it slip last month that he had a boo. Yes, that is the word he actually used.
What's wrong with boo? You're booing boo, aren't you?
Because if you don't, when presidential candidates do this crap, it's like with Hillary Clinton when she was running and she put the freaking hot sauce in her purse or whatever. Like, all of it is so fake and so phony and staged. And like, if you don't see that, God bless you. But he used the word boo, and 39-year-old Rosario Dawson confirmed yesterday that she was the boo in Booker's life. She told a Photog that she's in a wonderful relationship with Booker. She said, I'm just grateful to be with someone that I respect and love and admire so much.
I don't know why you're hating on love.
These people think we're idiots.
Why are you hating on it? What, Alex, why are you hating on this?
I can't stand it. And Ben Affleck was on Ellen and talked about his giant back tattoo.
There was a photo of your back tattoo that got a lot of attention.
It did. Not so much positive.
No, I think people, it's a commitment. It's what is that? It's like a...
It's a phoenix.
Uh-huh.
It's a phoenix, which...
Rising from your ass.
That's a good one. I love Ellen.
That's the garbage.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, I need you to call us. You can be anonymous if you want to, but we're honest. I would like for you to be honest. 833-JOE-ALEX is our number. That's 833-563-2539. I want to know, why did you cheat? There's this new survey out with men and women, and I find it so interesting the different reasons why men say, this is why I cheated on my partner, and the reasons why women say, this is why I cheated, because they were brutally open and honest about it.
Is because they looked like a chicken nugget on the list?
Let me see. One, two, three. No, it was not on there. Okay, so that one's out of the equation. That's next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.